WITFM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. 100.1 Lake Charles.
And KQJO FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Matthews, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Your health and your strength. The transformation and the change, it just didn't happen. God was in it. And even in our sickness, when we think about, oh, Lord, and we call upon him, God says, but I've got something planned. See, the enemy can only use one element to frighten us, and you know what that is? It's death. He uses that because death is an unknown, because we don't understand what death is. We see death, but we don't understand death. But when you enter into a unique relationship with the Lord, death has already been conquered. You know how I know it? Because Jesus conquered death when he went to the grave and got up, baffled the foundation of death. And so we who are Christian, which implies we are Christ-like, can conquer death too, because the Lord has already given us something that we hold on to. Our faith changes things for the believers. We will one day be with him for an eternity. That's a long time. Those of us who have accepted the Lord as our personal Savior will spend an eternity with the Lord. But what about those who does not? They will spend an eternity separated from him. My brothers and sisters, have you ever thought about being separated from God for an eternity? Separated from the light of the world in complete dark. When you were a child, you were afraid of the... Oh, yeah, now you're talking. And because you were afraid of the dark, you didn't see the light. But when mama turned on the... All of a sudden, your fear went away. So Jesus is the light of the world who shone light in darkness. But can you imagine being in darkness forever where there will be no light? But for those who love the Lord, will never be in darkness, but will be in the light of the one who is light. That's who we serve, and that's who we worship, and that's who we praise. Jesus entered into this world a simple man, just like you and I. He was born just like you and I. Born through a virgin named Mary. Unusual, though, because she was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit. It was Mary's seed and not any man's seed. Women, I was told, don't have seed. But how in the world could she? Is there anything too hard for God? The same God who barred and spoke all things into existence is the same God who can perform supernatural miracles even this very day. What kind of God is it that we serve? He's a God Almighty. He's the one who said, I am that I am. And because he is the great I am, he is the maker, the creator, the sustainer of all things. You are not an accident. You are here by divine providence. God saw something in you that was worth making. And he sees something in you today. So don't you dare let the enemy rob you of your joy. My brothers and sisters, then Isaiah said, and he shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Jesus is called Wonderful. are exceptional because he healed the sick. He gave sight to the blind. He raised the dead. That's exceptional. And then he is called Counselor, for within him was profound truth. You know, I think about that. Everything he did and everything that he said was truth. He was profound truth. Every word that he spoke was reality. Why? Because Jesus speaks things. So he spoke things into existence. Let there be. And it came into being. Let there be fish of the sea and fowls of the air and creeping things. He speaks reality. Salvation was a gift from God. It was all a mystery to man, but God had a masterful plan because God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit had already established what would occur. Did not Jesus say, Father, if it is possible, remove this bitter cup. Everything is possible with God but salvation. But he said, nevertheless, not as I will, but let thy will be done. God had a plan. I shared with you, Jesus was the only man who was born to die. Each and every one of us are born to live. But Jesus was born to die. And so his death was designed to bring about life. That baffles me. How could his death bring life when death is the absence of life? It's because Jesus said, I am the source of life. And if he is the source of life, you cannot kill the source of life. You cannot kill a spirit. For God is a, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. You cannot kill a spirit. God breathed life into man, and man became a living soul. And God breathed the ruach into man, and man began to live. And one day, that ruach, that breath, will one day return back to God the Father. We cannot kill that. It will live eternally. That's why God has eternal things, because God is spiritual. And the change, the transformation that takes place will cause us to live forever. Right now, we're being held down by this physical stuff. This won't be a burial, but this is a celebration. Because the Lord is revealing and unveiling that he is the author of life. And when we think about the author of life, there is nothing that can take away what God has given us. My brothers and sisters, we are told that he is called Counselor, for within him he was profound truth. He is the author of authenticity of everything. He who spoke in the temple to scholars and learned men, and they stopped and listened to what he had to say. His authority was there. One day the Lord will teach us God's way. Isaiah said, he is a mighty God. For in the beginning God created it all. He parted the Red Sea. For he is El Elyon, the mighty God. El Elyon, the mighty God, worthy of all praise. Isaiah said he's the everlasting Father. Even though he is the second person in the Trinity, he is still God. For in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Then Isaiah said he is the Prince of Peace. He is the one who will bring in and maintain peace. Right now, there's war on the horizon. Putin is over there flexing his muscles, creating havoc all over the world. But God will let him know who's in control. Putin may be able to intimidate smaller nations and smaller countries. He may even have hit squads and hit men to go after those who go against what his authority, but I know one who has all authority. He may have even been the one who was behind so many mishaps in the world, but I know one who can change and move things in a twinkling of an eye. And because God is in control, there will always be bad men. But God is trying to save all men. You know how I know that? If we go back in Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar was a bad man. He was a military man, but he was a king. And he killed a whole bunch of people. Nebuchadnezzar was a bad man, but Nebuchadnezzar got knocked to his knees. And Nebuchadnezzar said, I believe in the God of Daniel. Do you know what he did when he said that? I believe. What is that? That's faith. When you stop and say, I believe in the Lord, you are saved. Salvation brings you closer to our Maker and our Creator. And when Nebuchadnezzar, as bad as he was, surrendered and said, I believe in the God of Daniel, I do believe that one day he'll be standing in heaven, just like all of us, because of one great thing, his faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. But Pastor, you don't know my story. But there was a thief on the cross that says, I believe. Remember me when you enter into your kingdom. That man was a bad man, but he believed. It does not matter the time that you get there, just since you get there. Pastor, how do you know it? There's a parable about those who worked for the Lord early and those who came late, that came late. And they was concerned about, why should they be paid as much as me? I've worked all day. And yet here's one that came, Johnny come lately, and he got the same money that I got. Well, he can get the same money and the same reward because salvation is a gift anyway. And because you get it, it doesn't matter what time you get there, just since you get there. I may have worked for the Lord for 100 years, and there's one that worked for him for 30 seconds. The pay is the same. Salvation is a free gift. When you said, Lord, remember me. When you enter into your kingdom. And the Lord says, I will save you because of who are the completed work of what my son has done. That's enough to shout about. Salvation is not about works. Salvation is a gift of God. For God so loved the world that he gave. That's giving. He gave us his one and only son that whosoever, that's inclusive, believeth in him, shall not perish. That's eternally separated from him, but have everlasting life. That word but is a conjunction, which means something important is about to be said. But have everlasting life, not everlasting separation. The Lord is speaking to our heart today because Isaiah said he is a Prince of Peace. He is the one who brings in peace and maintains peace. And when you've accepted the Lord as your personal Savior, you will then understand what God is up to. God is speaking to the hearts of men. And I want to end this message by extending the invitation to Christian discipleship. My desire is for you to be saved. And Jesus, the Messiah King, is coming. The year 2021 is coming to an end. And I would ask that you would not leave this house without surrendering your life to the Lord. I know you are not perfect, but neither were we. And neither are we. But when you accept the Lord will bless you according to his divine purpose and bless you according to his riches and glory. You may come as a candidate of baptism. You may come with a letter of recommendation, or you may come in a Christian experience. If that's you, my brother or my sister, and this message has impacted your heart, would you come?